we're having our annual spring banquet coming up at the Ramada this year. That's on March 25th at the Ramada again. The doors are going to open at 5:30, and the dinner will start at 7.
Now, I see on the information that you gave to me here is that no tickets will be sold at the door, that this is something that if people want to be there, there's a definite demand, right?
There is a demand, and we kind of ran into some problems last year with had people showing up at the door and kind of put us over the top of what we had planned. Not that that's a bad thing. We're just planning for more this year. So, but to make planning easier for us and our people at the Ramada, we'd like to do no tickets at the door this year.
So what is the process if somebody does want to go to the Ducks Unlimited banquet?
Currently, there are four ways to get them. You can contact your local committee members. You can go to ducks.org. That's the official Ducks Unlimited website. And there's a tab on there. You hit events and it takes you to your state and you look up Marquette. And then you can actually purchase them right there online, secured website. You can go to Household Appliances right across the street from the studios here. And Steve Anderson will set you up with some tickets. And that is it. So.
And the key idea here is if you have contacts with Ducks Unlimited, you know somebody or you're interested, do it now. Now, what's happening at the banquet? What do you guys got planned?
We are having a lot of raffles, some silent auction stuff, some great gun giveaways. And something that we've done in the past is a sponsor drawing. If you want to be a sponsor for Ducks Unlimited, a table sponsor, you can do a four-person table or an eight-person table. If you are a sponsor, you will be entered in a sponsors only drawing. So,
well, it sounds like, these have been going on for quite a while, and you're getting more people, like you said, with last year. You ended up with more people than you were planning for, which is a good sign. We've talked to a lot of outdoor groups over the years. We talked to folks ranging from various groups to the DNR to whatever. They're all saying kind of the same thing, that outdoor activities maybe aren't quite getting the attention or people aren't doing them as much. Is that the case with this group?
No, not at all. We're even in this tough economy, we are still moving ahead. And you know, even though last year was probably the start of the tough economy, we had our best year we've ever had at our banquet. So, you know, we topped out at a little under 200 people. I think we're 198, which is the largest crowd we've had in a long time there. And, raised more money than we've ever raised.
In terms of this group and what you guys do, you're seeing some success, and that sounds great because that's not the norm.
No, it's not the norm. But you know, when you have a great organization like Ducks Unlimited behind you, people take an interest in there and they want to get involved. You know, we've been involved in a lot of projects, not only locally here in the UP, but all over the state of Michigan and all over the country and in Canada and Mexico. So it's a huge organization with a lot of backing. You know, some of the local projects that we've done around town here, Lake Levasseur, helped out on the restoration of that over there. Something that our chapter itself does here locally, trying to get the kids involved. We just had an event out at, we had a build and bowl event where the kids came out and went bowling, spent the afternoon bowling and building wood duck boxes that we're going to put out later this spring. And, you know, trying to get the youth involved is really, really, really big for us. We have a, you know, we're going to have a special section just for the kids at our banquet. So, you know, we encourage parents to bring your kids and get them involved in the organization. You know, got a couple of friends of mine never brought their kids to an event, decided to bring them to them. They're good luck charms because both of them ended up walking away winning a new shotgun. So,
well, one of the things is, I think, and with a lot of groups in particular that are based in outdoors, they get misconceived as, you know, quote unquote, a hunting group or something like that. That's not what you're about. What are you about?
We are a conservation organization. We, granted, a lot of us are hunters, but, you know, we have people that have never picked up a gun in their life. What they care about is waterfowl, you know, protecting the habitat for them and restoring habitat. That's what they care about.
You want to make sure that they're there in perpetuity for people to enjoy, whether it is through a controlled hunt or whether it is just seeing them while they're out on the lake or something like that.
Exactly. One of our big things that we, Ducks Unlimited does is conservation easements. You know, we help We help people set up conservation easements. So that land will always be there for people to use, enjoy, walk on, and see the wildlife out there. And another thing we do is help farmers with restoration. You know, 7,500 years ago, you know, a lot of the wetlands here were drained. And, you know, they put in these elaborate drainage systems to drain the wetlands. Well, what we're doing now is we're helping people go through and pull out all that drain tile and return those areas to wetlands. And it's amazing, you know, within a couple of years, how that affects the wildlife in that area. They come back in droves as soon as that wetland's restored.
Scott McFerrin is with us. He's area chair for Marquette with Ducks Unlimited. And Scott, let's get back to the banquet, when and where, and also the fact that these are in-demand tickets that if you want to get them, you better get them right away. What's happening, when and where?
It's happening Thursday, March 25th. It's going to be at the Ramada Inn. And those of you that were there last year remembered the cramped seating. We've worked with the Ramada, come up with a little bit better seating, so we can take care of that. And the tickets are available through either the Ducks Unlimited website, ducks.org. You can go to Household Appliance and pick them up from Steve Anderson. Or you can contact me, and my number is 906-228-2471.
Well, Scott, I hope that you do get continued success with it, because the group does a lot of good things here in our area and around around the region. And I know that these tickets are in demand, but really the key is folks need to come out to the banquet, because it's their fundraiser as well.
Exactly. That's exactly right, Walt. We can't do it without the people that come in the doors of the banquet. And if we don't have those people in there, we can't continue on with our mission. So we look forward to seeing everybody there on March 25th. And give us a call if you need some tickets.